I once again want to welcome each and every one of you out here. We will now begin our program with our mistress of ceremonies. You hear her every day, Monday through Friday, on Community Conversations, Ms. Kobila Jones.
Hello, everyone. Thank you all for coming out to our dedication ceremony and reception for our new First National Bank Tower. We're grateful that you all came out to join us for this occasion. All right, as you said, I'm Kobila Jones, host of Community Conversations, Monday through Friday. I hope that you all enjoy the programming that we provide. And this tower will give us the opportunity to spread our music and programming further than just within the Jonesboro city limits. So thank you, First National Bank. Before we get into that, we're going to have an Old Testament scripture by Leganzi.
All right, I'm going to read from 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. Again, 1 Samuel, the first chapter, the 27 through the 28 verses. For this child I prayed, and the Lord have given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore I have also lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. The reason why I chose this scripture, for those of you that know the story of KLEK, the call list was named after my late mother, Lovey Edmund Kale. I was her only son, and so this is something that I, along with everybody in the community, birthed for the city of Jonesboro.
We will now have a New Testament scripture by Brother Bernard Cobbs.
Good afternoon, everyone. If you all listen to KLEK on Sundays and Wednesdays, your host, DJ, or radio personality for Wednesday and Sunday, I'm Victory Praise Gospel. So I come to bring Smith, but I want to just share just a little bit. It says, honest hard work, this is something God seeks from all of us. God's words tell us that working hard, but with faith in mind, can lead to the great things he has planned for us. So I'm going to read from you Titus, the second chapter, starting at this Titus 2, 7 and 8. And everything set them an example by doing what is good. By doing what is good in your teaching. Show integrity, seriousness, soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us.
Next, we will have prayer and anointing by Reverend Greg Ota, minister of New Dimension.
I just got a new assignment. He said, also bless the food. Amen. Amen again. You're not speaking. See, I can't do this if you don't talk to me. Amen. My job is to pray and anoint the tower. Because I'm a preacher, I have to tell you why anointing is important. God is the creator of all things. They asked the olive tree, we want you to be our king amongst the trees. The olive tree said, no, I got a job. The anointing is consecration. That means it's being set aside for God's use. When Moses built the tabernacle, God gave him the formula for the anointing oil. He said, anoint every furniture in the place. And as soon as you anoint it, nobody else can touch it. It now belongs to me. In Acts 4:30, it says, stretch forth your hand in faith. Aha. Stretch forth your hand. Y'all don't hear instructions well, do you? We're going to anoint this. We're going to consecrate it. And it's going to be God's. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for what you have done here. the things we see, the things we can handle, and the promises you have made. We hereby anoint this tower in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And every heart said, Amen.
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 And amen. Let me pray now. Father in heaven, as we have dedicated and anointed your tower for you, you use it for the purposes for which you are. We thank you for the hands you have used to do this work. We pray, Father, for the food that has been provided. May the food nourish our bodies. May our conversations be holy and holy. It's in the precious name, done by faith. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now, remarks by Mayor.
Stay. Amen. You know, when this tower, he said, asked me, and think you can help on this raising of this tower. And I said, well, I'm going to try. But it's not hard at all to raise money for something like this tower that's going to reach people that need to be reached. And the whole mission and vision of this radio station is sending out the gospel. I'm very pleased on that. I made my first call and only call, and that's to Will Brewer, which I'm sure will say a few words in a minute. And I said, in fact, I think I'm the Little Rock. And I said, Will, I've got something I want to run by you. And I showed it to him, and he said, let me get back with you. In a matter of probably 24 hours, he said, we'd be happy to do that and just pay for the entire tower. And so, Will, thank you. God bless you for what you've done in the bank. And I know that this will be used dramatically, because this will get out to much more people in this community. We have such a diverse community, and we want to make sure that we are all recognized, that we all serve all of our people in this city. And as long as I'm mayor, we're going to do that. So again, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate just for you all giving me a few minutes just to say a few words. But I'm going to crank that video up, and I'm going to make sure that tower we just blessed is on there. Okay? Amen. Thank you very much.
Remarks by Ms. Will Brewer, Vice President of First National Bank.
Hey, I just want to say I appreciate, you know, helping us dedicate this tower. When Mayor Perrin brought this to our attention, you know, we automatically knew it was a good cause. I didn't know a whole lot about KLEK at the time, but we started researching it, and whenever I was able to meet Laganzi and everybody around the station, it became very evident the passion and the love that everyone for the station. So we are very, very thankful to be part of this today. Look forward to the additional reach that this tower will allow the community. So anyway, let's just celebrate the dedication of the tower, and look forward to many good years to come.
Remarks by Dr. Kelly Dampus, Chancellor of Arkansas State University.
It's nice and hot out here, isn't it? Yeah, it's actually cooled down a little bit. Thank God for the cloud cover here. When I first got to Jonesboro about a year ago, I met Laganzi, and he impressed me as a very smart young man. Not only is he an Arkansas State grad, but he started this radio station. He's proving his smartness now. He's the only one standing in the shade right now, pretending to remove the buttons. There he goes. I was telling Jerry Morgan, he looks how I feel right now. And so but I'm really proud of Laganzi, and I've been on his radio show with Queen Kabila a few times. And what I love about sitting at that table and sharing about what's going on in Arkansas State, or the Bible study I got to help do one day, is looking over Laganzi's shoulder and seeing a picture of his mom up there. And I always think about him, about her watching him do this, and the honor that he gave to her by naming the station in her honor. And I really believe she's looking down on him now today, and she couldn't be more proud of him than she is now. And we're really proud of you too, Laganzi, and I'm proud of all the people who work at KLEK. We're really proud of this radio station, what it means for the community, and what it means for even for Arkansas State University. It helps us get our message out as well to a very important part of our community. So thank you very much, and congratulations, Laganzi. I want a special shout out to First National Bank. You all make so many things happen here. on a personal level, I'm very thankful for what you guys do for us at Arkansas State. But what a beautiful symbol here. We need to get an FBN sign at the top of this tower here at some point. I volunteer Lagonzi to go carry it up there, though, all right?
Thank you to everyone that made remarks. Now we will have the playing of the First National Bank Legal ID, followed by the ribbon cutting.
Broadcasting from the First National Bank Tower, this is KLEKLP Jonesboro, the voice of Arkansas Minority Advocacy Council.
We see somebody very special in us. We see Dr. Wilbur Gaines, who has made great contributions to the station and one of the people who could not be here without it, along with Reverend Dr. Greg Olton. Each and every one of you, well, we're just thankful for each of you. We can have Mr. Brewer and Mayor Perrin come forward for the ribbon cutting. Well, I wanted to cut it with Mr. Brewer, but he said he'll hold the ribbon, and he wanted the mayor to help me with the cutting.
So. That's right.
So which end you want?
I didn't make any difference.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so everybody get their pictures ready, so.
Hold on, man.
Huh?
Cut it for Mr. Brewer.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
That better?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, everybody ready? Yeah. Right.
Get a quick picture of the three of us. Yeah. 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 Everyone for coming out. This has been a glorious occasion. We thank everyone in the community for your continued support as we continue to spread empowering messages, entertaining music throughout the community. I would like to make a comment about, we have a donation bucket in the studio. If you don't know, if you didn't know, KLEK is nonprofit and non-commercial, so we thrive on the generosity of our community members through donations and sponsorships. So you can see me in the studio to make a donation. We have a form you can fill out. Now we'll have our closing remarks by Lagonzi Kell, station manager.
Well, once again, I want to thank everyone for coming out. It's been, as you see, I'm sweaty and, you know, I'm trying not to cry here because, you know, if I cry, somebody's going to get me. I won't call her name, but I call her the better half, the smarter half. But again, first of all, we got to thank God for this occasion and for what he has done through First National Bank and through each and every one of you. I want to thank Mayor Perrin for making the connection with First National Bank, Mr. Brewer, and all of the fine, wonderful people at First National Bank. Shameless plug, you know, I forgot we're non-commercial. I got to do this in a non-commercial way. First National Bank supports KLEK. I'll let you all figure out the rest of it. I want to thank the board of directors. I see Mr. Scott Wilhite, Reverend Dr. Greg Ota. Let me see if I've seen anyone else on the board. Board member emeritus, Dr. Wilbert Gaines. But see all the volunteers, all KLEK volunteers, please raise your hand. Yeah. Oh. Reverend Ota, Pam, raise your hand, my better half. There you go. All right, so, Brother Cuff, you want your own recognition. All right. Okay. Well, I'm not going to hold you all long. I just want to thank each and every one of you for coming out. Thank each and every one of you for supporting KLEK. Thank each and every one of you for being on this journey with me and with all of us. And I just thank you. I can't really say anything else. So we're going to go ahead and go inside because it's hot. We got some good food. Want to thank all the volunteers. Want to thank Adrian Everett for providing the meat, Brother Cobbs for the trays, all the other volunteers that provide the food. So let's go inside. And in the words of Dr. Danfus, I'll just say this is KLEK 102.5 FM.